We're winding through the pumpkins and the freshly picked produce, Chris Owens and I, at his farm stand on Route 175 in Ashland. And I'm not here to buy corn or lettuce. I'm here to find out about Owens' brand new amenity.
I've always wanted to build an outhouse here.
Cool, I say, because one, cool, follow your dreams, and two, well, I can't think of a two yet, but there it is. A great wooden outhouse by the side of the road, right in front of his farm stand.
You can look in the toilet if you want. I'd say there's at least 100.
Look in the toilet. 100? 100 what? We head toward the outhouse, I guess, to look.
So I thought we'd have an outhouse. And then I thought, well, we should have a two-seater so people can both sit in there.
This is sound. This is practical. It's terrifying.
We'll have an old Sears catalog. That's what people used for toilet paper way back then.
But then, a stroke of insight, of bathroom genius. At some point during the construction phase, a eureka moment.
Then I'm thinking, a polling booth is almost the exact same size as an outhouse.
So Owens painted a sign over the outhouse door that reads, Official New Hampshire Voting Booth, and then set a mannequin on either side of the two-seater.
We called around, we had to go to Massachusetts to get a Trump mask and a Hillary mask.
And Owens put the masks on the mannequins and plugged some flags into the roof. And then, above the Donald Trump mannequin, he set up a sign that reads,
If I am elected, we will build a wall between Plymouth and Romney, and Romney will pay for it. It's classic.
Classic, but I was still a little confused.
So it's a working two-seater outhouse. So then when you use it, it's like you're voting?
No. That would be so disgusting. Right in front of a vegetable, organic vegetable stand to put a freestanding outhouse.
So it is a freestanding outhouse in front of an organic vegetable stand. But it's one of those decorative ones. And you don't vote the way I thought. Instead, you collect a ballot from the farm stand and then...
You know, you put your ballot right in the toilet. That was part of the thing, you know, and people like it.
Right.
That's about the only place this ballot belongs, is in the toilet.
We peer down through the toilet seats at the piles of ballots.
It took off immediately. Like, instant. There was people, cars here, just taking pictures, wanting to vote, and it just spread.
Owens guesses a couple hundred votes have already been cast and expects more than 1,000 by November 1st, when he plans to post the results by the side of the road.
See that? There'll be a sign. Trump, blah, 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 Hillary, blah, blah, blah.
Owens informs me that I'm not going to be allowed to leave without first visiting the outhouse.
Let me give you a ballot.
So, ballot in hand, I step inside the outhouse, close the door, and vote. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.